There are so many songs about Christmas. The reindeer, the lights, and the gifts. We sing chestnuts are roasting and marshmallows toasting, and here comes old jolly Saint Nick. Now don't get me wrong, I sure love all those songs, but one holiday gets left out. You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now. Gobble, gobble one, gobble, gobble two, gobble, gobble me, gobble, gobble you.
Gobble, gobble you! Happy Thanksgiving Eve, y'all. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the Maggie Dan second annual pre-Thanksgiving celebration. I'm joined by my good friend and First Nation enrolled member of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians of North Central Wisconsin, Dan Terrio. We're talking about Native American heritage, the intersection, the interplay between American, I'm going to put air quotes around American traditions and Native American traditions. We've had some absolutely fabulous callers and texters, and I'm going to go to the Book of Faces to pull some of those comments as well. If you want to get in on the action before we run out of time, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And starting in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to be having some fun. You've got favorite recipes you want to share, favorite Thanksgiving memories, traditions, your favorite holiday films that you like to start cracking open over the Thanksgiving weekend. You got your favorite recipe for the deep fried turkey or the turducken. We're going to get to all that in the 3 o'clock hour. Very briefly, off Facebook, my friend Tony sharing for Steve, I believe the Bad River Tribe is offering classes to teach people Ojibwe because so very few people speak it anymore. My friend Tom, just informing students about the various tribes is a step in the right direction. Here, here, John weighing in, also on the U of the Tube. November is my favorite month. Much respect to all Native Americans. Sean also texting in, what's up, Sean? I'm part Native American, Hawaiian, Filipino, and Caucasian born and raised in Hawaii. I believe I may also be Cherokee. A relative of mine is Powhatan Ellis. Very cool. I'm not sure Dan's mic is on. So
I don't know.
There we are.
Oh, there we are.
Yay.
Okay, yay.
Well, it's a good thing I had some business to take care of.
I know.
Sherry from Horicon saying hello. Greetings to you, Sherry from Horicon. Susan from McFarland, go right ahead. Say hello to Dan. What's your comment or question?
Hi, Dan. What a great show you're having today. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to remind the listeners that there's a really good documentary that just came out called Bad River, which is an amazing documentary talking about the Bad River Band of the Ojibwa and their fight to keep their land and keep growing, and also talks about Line 5. And the other thing is that, let's see, lost my train. My train went off the rails.
Oh, that's all right. That happens to me all the time, Susan.
Free Leonard Peltier. I want everybody to send a message to Joe Biden to free Leonard Peltier. He's been in prison far too long. He never should have been there. And that would be historical conversation to have on one of your shows about Leonard Peltier.
Thanks, Susan. Dan, do you want to let everybody know who Leonard is?
This is a blind spot for me, but I'll give you as much as I can. The founder of the American Indian Movement was incarcerated due to some of the advocacy. I believe.
Okay.
That's all I can really mention about that.
Well, hey, everybody's Googling Leonard Peltier right now, so we're all getting smarter. We'll do a show on it. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it next week. Cindy from Appleton, happy early Thanksgiving to you. What do you have to say? What's your comment or question?
Well, I have a few things. First of all, there are 11 recognized tribes in the state of Wisconsin, and I have been part of the group trying to get the Brothertown Nation federally recognized again. They are not bands of Native Americans. They are clans, and they have clans and subclans. The show that you have on your station at night with Robert Pilot is all about Native American issues, so people could listen to that. And there are hundreds of good books out there about the orphan train, I believe, is one of them, about the Indian boarding schools and and the way the people were treated with the the way the treaties were not honored back in the early days. I mean, there's all you have to do is just Google stuff, and you can find books and all kinds of information about getting educated on how our country has just annihilated and been just as bad as Hitler with the Jews when it comes to the Native Americans.
Thank you so much, Cindy. I just want to give you an opportunity to reflect on that, Dan, because I think what Cindy's talking about is so important. There was a couple of things in there, right? Like what U.S. governmental policy has been, breaching of treaties. Also, maybe you could start with, and we just have about a minute, if you could just give us your thoughts about language when it surrounds Native American issues. Cindy was pointing out that some Native First Nation people prefer to be referred to as clan. Some explicitly adopt the use of the word bands. Others, again, Native Americans, still in U.S. legal documents, American Indian. If you could just address that.
So verbiage, basically, yes, and kind of how it works. And in terms of the clans versus bands, I think it ties together very well. Like in our tribe, we have four different clans: the wolf, turkey, turtle, and fox. I think I'm right there. But it depends on tribal nations. It goes from tribe to tribe. And I think that's so important to do the research, because something that might be different to Midwest tribes might be different to our East Coast friends. I was just in the Wampanoag tribe of the Gayhetaquina a couple weeks ago. Beautiful, beautiful tribal nation in Massachusetts. And the language that they have is very different than, say, your Midwest tribes or your West Coast tribes. And, the question we get all the time is it Native American, American Indian, First Nations, Indigenous? And that's really left up to each individual or tribal nation. For me, it's about acknowledging the stories, the heritage, all of those pieces. That's the most important piece.
Come with a humble and curious heart. Mean well. And that's the point.
Yes, absolutely.
My thanks to Dan Terrio. I'm sure throughout the show today, if you have more questions or comments, Dan and I will be happy to take them. 855-75-CIVIC. But when we come back, we dig into the fun stuff about Halloween, the easy light things, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. News, weather, and sports are next.